Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the second Sunday in Advent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Hark the Glad Sound, the Savior Comes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday is taken from St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, as follows. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, On Jordan's Bank, the Baptist Cry.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to heed the cry of John the Baptist out in the wilderness of the desert. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. To prepare ourselves in the right spirit for the Lord to come to us, into our hearts, our homes, and our churches, as we receive him as our own Messiah and Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 1, with special attention to the following verses. Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, have you ever had to prepare for something? What would you say right now? Perhaps to make preparations for a birthday, a wedding, or anniversary, to enroll in high school or college, to go to the hospital in order to have surgery, to move away after having received a new job opportunity, or even for that matter, to make plans for your retirement. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does. All of us have had to prepare for something sometime in the past, either for an event, going to school, going to the hospital, starting a new job, or making plans to retire. As a matter of fact, Ruth and I had to prepare ourselves for our own retirement 6 years ago in 2014. And that included moving away from our home in Newberry Park and our church at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Thousand Oaks, where we lived for 28 years, and to make our new home and our new church at Shepherd in the Pines here in the Big Bear Valley. It wasn't easy, and it took a lot of time and preparation. And for us, it was a huge change to move to a new community, leaving behind our family, our friends, our neighbors, and members of our church for 28 years. And I am sure that has also been true of some of you here at Shepherd in the Pines, as you made that same move to the Big Bear Valley, leaving behind those in your old community. So preparing does take a lot of planning, and at the same time, a lot of prayer and commitment. It just doesn't happen in a vacuum by itself, does it? No, it doesn't. And that is also true as we prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight during this Advent season. It takes a lot of prayer and commitment, not only waiting for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we talked about it last Sunday, but also in our preparing for the way of the Lord to come to us, into our hearts, our homes, and our churches. That's precisely what John the Baptist was doing out in the wilderness of the desert. As St. Mark quotes from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 3, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Yes, John was the messenger and the forerunner of Christ, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. And it was John's task and call to prepare them to receive Jesus as their Messiah and Savior. It was John's task to help them to realize that they were sinners and their need to repent and to be forgiven of their sins in order to be saved by the Messiah. And that's precisely what John did as he became known as the Baptist or the baptizer and baptized those who came to him in repentance and contrition. As a matter of fact, their preparation for Christ to come to them involved baptism by water, not lights, cards, gifts, trees, and decorations. In other words, John used baptism by water as a public act to get people to commit themselves to receive the Messiah as they confess their sins. It was indeed a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. It was a change of heart, which included sorrow for sin and a determination to lead a holy and godly life. The same kind of repentance King David acknowledged to the Lord through the prophet Nathan after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba and killed her husband Uriah to cover up his transgression. David confessed, saying, "I have sinned against the Lord," and the Lord forgave him. The prophet Nathan told David, "The Lord has also put away your sin. You shall not die." The same kind of repentance the publican in the temple acknowledged to the Lord. He would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And the Lord forgave him. Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, verse 14, "I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted." The same kind of repentance the prodigal son acknowledged to his father, saying, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." And the father also forgave him. He said in Luke chapter 15, beginning verse 18, "For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Now, what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Are we preparing ourselves with the way of the Lord? Are we confessing our sins to receive his forgiveness? Are we making room for the Lord to come into our hearts, our homes, and our churches as our Messiah and Savior? Or are we too busy again with the hype surrounding another Christmas celebration that we begin to lose sight of what Advent is all about? Too busy that we forget that Advent is indeed a time to prepare for the Messiah to come to us, not only as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as we talked about it last Sunday, but especially as the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger on Christmas Eve. So I hope and pray that we are preparing ourselves in the right spirit for the Lord to come to us, into our hearts, our homes, and our churches, as we receive him as our own Messiah and Savior. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit during this special Advent season, as we indeed prepare ourselves in the same spirit of repentance of King David, the publican, and the prodigal son, so that we may also receive through our own repentance and contrition the forgiveness of our sins through our faith and trust in Jesus Christ as our Redeemer, and the great gift of eternal life through him as our Savior. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, "All praise to you, eternal Son, whose advent has our freedom won, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Spirit evermore. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen." Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we prepare ourselves in the right spirit for the Lord to come to us, into our hearts, our homes, and our churches, and receive him as our own Messiah and Savior. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Hark, a thrilling voice is sounding. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continue to keep us safe and healthy here at Shepherd in the Pines as the surge of the coronavirus continues to escalate in our county in San Bernardino and in the state of California, with hundreds and hundreds of people getting infected and dying. Father, we also pray that you will bless us as we also continue to be patient and waiting for a vaccine that will finally help us and everyone else in our nation to stay healthy and free from the virus. Father, as we wait patiently for the doors of our church to be opened again sometime in the future, keep us also faithful to you and especially to Jesus during this Advent season. As we come together today to celebrate again the Lord's Supper outdoors in our church parking lot, and as we continue to listen to the special worship services at home every Sunday morning. Heavenly Father, we bring these petitions and intercessions to you in prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this second Sunday in Advent, as we prepare ourselves in the right spirit to receive Jesus as our Messiah and Savior, we conclude with the singing of the hymn, "The King Shall Come When Morning Dawns." Amen.
Amen.